Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said many church members could appropriately begin all church services by singing, "Nothing in My Hand I Bring." We are happy to have the privilege of Bible study today and once again to have the opportunity of talking to you about the Word of God. We believe the Bible is the inspired Word of God, and we hold forth that desire that men and women everywhere understand and know what God has said in regard to the matter of salvation. So we're very glad you're listening, and we're hopeful that we can contribute in some way to your understanding of the Word of God. All right, let's get to our lesson and our study for today. I'm sure that many of you are aware of the fact that there has been a constant attempt on the part of the infidel to prove that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, and so in so proving, they would prove that there is no such thing as the resurrection from the grave. Now, the reason that we're hearing a great deal about this is the fact that it's come the time of year when people are thinking about the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. And so the infidel is trying once more to undermine our confidence, the confidence of all Christian people, in the belief that Jesus Christ did come forth and leave an empty tomb. Have you ever thought about this? A constant embarrassment to the infidel is the empty tomb. The tomb being empty is proof, it is evidence that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that the attempts of men to show that He is not the Son of God all fall short. It isn't hard to understand the fact that they believe if they can undermine the resurrection, then they have undermined the whole of Christianity. And that's really what they're trying to do. They tell us recently they have found, incidentally, remember this is over 25-year old knowledge that is just now coming out that people are talking about, something that people have known for a long time. But they tell us that they have found the body of Jesus. They have found also the body of Mary. They also have found the body of the Son of Jesus and so forth in this particular tomb that they believe that they have found and have titled, and they base it on the idea that the term Jesus is used there and the term Mary or Joseph used there, and so this is a tomb that involves the family of Jesus. Well, let me point out to you the fact that there is no evidence whatever anywhere that this tomb is authenticated as containing the body of Jesus. The infidel has never been able to show that he has the body of Christ. Have you ever noticed this? Think about this. When on the day of Pentecost, shortly after the Apostle Peter stands up, and the people who are gathered there have been accused of crucifying the Son of God, Peter also includes information concerning the resurrection of Jesus. Not only did Jesus die, but Jesus was buried, and he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And it is further affirmed that he is now on the right hand of the Father in heaven. Now, if they were accused of killing the Son of God, and he was just a man, he was not the Son of God, someone would have said, "Let's stop this information right now. We'll go out and get the body of Jesus and bring the body in, and we'll put to an end forever this reliance upon the empty tomb." Do you know they didn't do it? Why on the day of Pentecost could the Apostle Peter affirm this same Jesus whom you've crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ, and he's in heaven now? Why did they not just simply say, "No, we'll not listen to it, Peter. Here's his body"? You understand, being well informed about what the Bible teaches on this subject, when it came time to go to a tomb and find the body of Jesus, they knew they couldn't do it. Where is that body? The body has been resurrected. The body is gone. And, an embarrassment to the infidel from that day until this has been the fact that there is no body to be produced. Jesus was resurrected. And when somebody comes today saying, "Look, we found the body of Jesus," don't you think they're Johnny-come-latelys? Don't you think enough time has passed that they should have, many years ago, come up with information that would forever put this situation to close? But they didn't do it. The reason they didn't do it is because they did not have the body of Jesus. Now, you remember the great care that they used in putting Jesus in the tomb, sealing the tomb, seeing to it that there was a watch given so that no one could come and steal his body, and so all of the careful things they could do to prevent people from saying he's resurrected from the grave, they have done, but he was resurrected, wasn't he? You see, when a fellow comes now and says, "Oh, wait a minute, I have evidence that Jesus did not raise," he's too late. He's many years too late. And when a person comes today and claims that he can deny what the Bible teaches about the resurrection of Jesus, he needs to just remember the fact that he has had many years to produce evidence, and he has never produced the evidence. To the glory of God and to the magnifying of Jesus Christ, when people went to the tomb and found that tomb empty, there is the evidence that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Read with me Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. Paul says, "Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection." The empty tomb is evidence he's the Son of God. So when a person comes along and says, "Oh, we have evidence today that Jesus didn't raise from the grave," what he's trying to do is to undermine Christianity. How many times recently have we gone through that kind of thing, Da Vinci Code and a number of other similar things, which have been attempts to bring Jesus down and to make him a human being and to take divinity out of the picture? You know, the thing that bothers me about as much as any in all of this is the fact that there are some who claim to be Christians who don't have enough courage and understanding to stand up and say, "We'll have no part of it." We need to tell those who think they have the body of Jesus, "You're too late. Don't bother us with this kind of thing." We appreciate being with you today. We remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.